But as I said at the beginning, I'm going to talk out of Psalms 100 today. I just want to share with you for a few more minutes. But it was an incredible trip. I won't do it the same again. I'm not going to lie. It was hard. You know, going 6 days with 18-hour sleep was hard. And constantly on the move. And then traveling in India in the jungle and stuff. I don't know if I'll go back to the jungle again. That was that was out there. Dion, you go with me. I'll take you to the jungle, man. You'll like it out there. It's crazy. But they loved Jesus. They loved Jesus. And they were hungry for everything we said. And they just, you know, followed us to the automobile to get in. And, you know, I got my window down. I'm laying hands as I'm going in reverse, you know, hitting them on the head again because they just want one more touch from the Lord. It's just incredible, the hunger that you see there. They're just, you know, they're hoping in Jesus for a miraculous thing to happen. So why don't we stand? Let's read this together. Psalms 100, a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to his people, a psalm of thanksgiving. Verse 1, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come into your word, I pray that you just, Lord, that you just touch our hearts today. That, Lord, every heart would be open. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for, Father God, for the blessing of the Lord that you've put upon us. So, Father, I pray that as we contemplate your word this morning, that we could even contemplate our brothers and sisters around the world who don't have as what we have, but Lord, they're still going after you. We thank you for this wonderful time in your presence. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, they all want to show me everything that they have there. The church, and then their living quarters. And their living quarters are always on the back of the church there. This one church we're at, he says, well, my husband and I, we sleep on this bed, and my kids, they sleep on this bed, and then my parents are in the other room here, and then there's the church. And I'm like, wow, praise God. You know, I'd make your church sleep, the kids sleep in the church or something, you know. But, you know, they make do with what they have, and they're praying for more, you know. And I told them, don't look to me as your provider, because, hey, I'm not your provider. God is, so pray. And they said, we are. We want you to pray with us. So I want to challenge you to pray with these churches in India and Pakistan and that we've dealt with, that we ministered to, and pray for them that the blessing of God would come upon them. But it starts off, number one today, it says, make a joyful shout. Now, that's the New King James Version, Pastor Jesse. Make a joyful shout. So come on, make a joyful shout. Oh, great. Make a joyful shout. Psalms 35:27, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Get this, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. See, God desires that you prosper. You know, as it says in the book of James, I pray that you prosper and be in health just as your soul prospers. Amen. God desires his people to prosper. And we need to have a shout for the Lord. We got to stop being quiet about Jesus. Can I hear an amen? We got to be excited about Jesus and just share that love of God with people. You know, it's a little crazy when you're in Muslim countries and you run into problems. You know, because you don't want to escalate. You know, you're an American in a Muslim country, and you could feel the blood coming up in my face because it's turning red. I know, because I could feel it because of the overages they wanted to charge me on my luggage. I'm like, how is this possible? You know, and Pakistan is. I tell you, I have no problems in the nation. But in the airport, it's just not a fun place. And I could feel my temperature rising, but it's just, you know what? We just looked at each other and we said, we're just going to make a joyful noise to the Lord right now. Because this, all things are for our benefit. So that is the stance we had to take. And we just kept smiling. And we just trusted God that everything was for our benefit. Because when I left we went to Pakistan. When we got left for Pakistan, they didn't charge us anything for our luggage. But when we left Pakistan, they said we were overweight by 20 kilos each. So they were gracious enough to charge us only $185. So then when I was leaving for India from Abu Dhabi, they said, you're 20 kilos overweight, each of you. So they charged me $265 each. And I'm like, really? I said, okay, God. I told Jerry, I said, we have to throw all this stuff out and go buy new. Because that's what it comes down to. It's like, man, I just throw it all out. But, you know, even in those situations, you have to make a joyful shout to the Lord. Amen? And then number two, he says, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. And then he tells us how to serve the Lord. He says, serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Be glad in serving the Lord. Amen? If I'm out in these churches and these people are so excited, you see the flowers they give me. My room in Pakistan was filled with flowers, and I couldn't take them with me. I'm like, I told the brother, I said, just give them away. I don't know. I had bouquet after bouquet after bouquet of flowers that they gave me, not counting all the ones that you've seen around my neck, which was every time I went in place. And you've seen those little girls with plates of flowers? They threw them at me as I walked in. I'm like, this is too much. But they're so honoring, you know, and the kids were just so excited to throw flowers at me, you know, and I'm like, man, this is too much. But serve the Lord with gladness. Be glad, amen. You should be glad today that you're here and not in that hut in India. I'm telling you right now, we have a reason to be glad. And he says, serve the Lord with singing. Sing. Listen, church starts at 10. Come for the singing, amen? Come for the singing, come for the worship. Not if not for you, for God, amen? To glorify God. Let your voice be heard, lift it up, sing. You have so much to be thankful for. Does anybody have any money in your pocket today? Anybody, you got any money? You got money? Okay, you're in the top 10% of the richest people in the world. You should be glad, amen? We have so much. You know, and somebody told me, oh, we're spoiled. The Lord said, no, America's not spoiled. America's blessed. God has blessed us as a nation, amen? It is the blessing of the Lord that is upon us. And I believe that the blessing of God is upon us because you send people like me around the world to preach the gospel to those that don't have it. And we send money. We do so much to help around the world to promote the gospel. And God says, I have blessed America because of that. So keep on doing it, amen? Don't let your missions giving go in the tank. Give more to missions, amen? Give more to missions. We're doing a missions conference in March. It's going to be an incredible event. It's going to be Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. And it's going to be an incredible event here at this church. And you need to start praying about how much God wants you to give to missions. Because we're believing that as a church, we are going to raise $125,000 next year for missions. We're going to build churches in Africa. Before I left for Pakistan, for 6 months now, I've been talking to the Lord, how involved do you want me in Pakistan? How much do you want New Hope to be involved in Pakistan? And I've been praying, and I've had people praying with me, should we start a ministry center in Pakistan? Should we build a place that we can... that we can just fly into Pakistan, go to this center, and let the people come to us, and that we don't have to travel all over the countryside, but that we can send out buses, bring the people to us, and do things there that we have constantly send people over to do training and to do ministry, to raise up the fivefold ministry in Pakistan. I've been praying about it for 6 months. So the last night, John Harkey's here, Tuesday night, I said, do you have a word for the pastor I'm going to be with in Pakistan? His name's Tariq. And he said, yeah, I do have a word for that man of God. And the Lord would say to you that you are to open up a ministry center in Pakistan, that you are to start a fivefold ministry training center where people will get raised up. And I'm like, somebody that was there that night said, when he said that, I saw a light come on your face. I said, because that word was for me, not for him. God wants us to start a ministry center in Pakistan. So when I got to Pakistan, I played the word for Tariq, and I said, hey, here it is. And he says, wow. I said, well, now we just got to strategize with the Lord on how he wants to do it. He says, well, I'm an architect, so I'll design whatever you want. And he says, and I know where we can buy property at a good price, and we can just build what we want. I'm like, amen. I said, well, it has to have an apartment I can stay in. Because I'm tired of staying in other people's homes. But we need to sing, amen? We need to rejoice. And then he says, serve the Lord in this, in knowing. Knowing God, knowing. Knowing he is God. You got to know he is God. Don't be halfway. Don't be undecided. Go all in with Jesus. Know that he is God. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He wrote the book on your life. Now, whether you're living in that book or not is up to you. Because some people choose to just push his book, his plan aside, and do our own thing. Somebody had emailed me and they said, Pastor, I just praise God that you'll go where people won't go. I thought, yeah, but it's not that fun. It's a lot easier to go where people go. Where, you know, it's, you got a nice church and everything, you know. That's a lot easier, but when you know God, you just do what he wants. And then know that he made you. You're not here by chance. You are fearfully made by God. You're not an accident by your mom and dad. You're not an accident, you know, that you know, from a single parent. You are made by God. And he chose you to be here at this day, this hour, because he has a plan and a purpose for your life. It's not by chance that you were born. It's not by some mistake, it's by the grace of God that you were born and he made you. And you're here today because he has made you. And he also said, you know, we have to have a knowing that we are his people. You got to know that you're God's people. You got to know that you're a child of God. You got to know that you're his son and daughter, amen? You got to know that he loves you and he has a plan for you. You got to get a knowing in your heart that all things are for your benefit, because if God be for you, who can be against you? See, when you have a knowing of God, none of this other stuff matters. It's all about Jesus. And then you got to know that we are his sheep. And because we are his sheep, we follow him, amen? We do what he did. We imitate Christ, amen? We follow him. We go where he tells us to go. We do what he tells us to do. Now, back in 2002, I never wanted to leave the city of Corona. 2002, I never wanted to go anywhere. I didn't want to get on a plane. I didn't want to go any nation. I wanted to stay home. I wanted to minister in Corona. I got prayed for, and God told me, he said, I'm sending you to the nations. And I'm like, okay, because he's God, and he can do what he wants with me. Amen? He can do what he wants. When you say amen to that, are you saying he can do what he wants with you? Because, you know, it might not be what you planned. It might not fit your five-year goal plan. It might be something different that he wants to do, because when God gets a hold of you, he does what he wants. Pastor Dave's here today, and we had lunch the other day. He said, Ron, I could never imagine you being in all these nations doing all this work. I'm like, I didn't want to go to all these nations and do all this work. I want to be home in Corona. I like home. I like being with you people. You are wonderful and fearfully made by God, amen? But God said, I want you to go to the nations too. So we go and we do it. And I'm a sheep. I do what he tells me to do. Amen? Are you a sheep? Do you do what he tells you to do? Because that's what matters. Do we follow him? Are we in touch by the Spirit of God? Are we in touch with Jesus? This is what I want you to do today. Are you a sheep? And then number three, he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. You should be leaping and praising God when you come in them doors, let me tell you. You know, we kind of stop coming to church like late and with our head down. We need to come in, lift it up, amen. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Rejoice, 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 and be glad. Well, I don't have a lot to be glad about, Pastor, if you only knew. Well, how would you like to come home from Pakistan and your wife unload on you? And I'm like, wow. She's like, how do you feel? I said, I know God's got it. But that isn't the only thing that happened. My brother's brother-in-law, in his 20s, great kid, went home from work on a week ago Friday, not feeling good, and his girlfriend came over at 5:30 and found him dead on the couch. So I'll be a little late next Sunday. I'm doing the service at 9 o'clock in Laguna. And then I'm going to come up here and celebrate with you. Things happen, man. Life's tough. But he's God.
Yes.
He's God. Doesn't matter. He's God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And then he said, number four, enter his courts with praise. Put on a garment of praise. Amen. Put on a garment of praise. Because it destroys the depression. It destroys the heaviness when you can put on the garment of praise. If you've been battling depression and heaviness, you got to start praising God and stop getting so inward. Get outward and praise God. I remember one Sunday I played that Abilify commercial. Let me borrow your jacket here, honey. The Abilify commercial. And if you take Abilify, that's okay. But the commercial, it does it like a bill, like the depression is another person. And they had it like a robe, a bathrobe. And how the bathrobe would follow the person around, and she would put it on, and she'd get depressed. And she'd have to take Abilify, take the drug, and the robe will go away. But the Lord says, put on a garment of praise, and the spirit of heaviness will be gone from you. Oh, that's a nice jacket, but you know. But it'll be gone. It's putting on a garment of praise. And he's telling us, hey, praise the Lord. Come in with praise. Amen. Praise God every day. Get up with praise on your lips. Praise the Lord at all times. Praise the Lord in everything. Amen. You don't just praise him when it's good. You praise him when it's tough. I put on a garment of praise. That spirit of heaviness does not get on me. I never get depressed. I never feel a heaviness because I always praise the Lord. That's why we need each other. You know, I'm sure Delonda wasn't really feeling like preaching last Sunday. You know, because she's running around doing all these doctor's appointments and everything and feeling the weight of the world on her own shoulders without me here and then coming to preach. And I heard she did a great job. So hallelujah. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. I'm going to grade her. Hundred percent, amen. I'm kidding about grading her, but I am going to watch it because she wants me to. But we got to praise God, amen. Life is tough. I get that. Life is real tough. But God's still God, amen. He is the one I praise. He's, you know, that I was singing that song this morning about 4 o'clock, bursting, bursting. I don't sing it real well. but it was because I could see cancer cells bursting. And so I'm just, you know, whether Delonda or anybody else here that's battling any of that, I believe God's touching you today in the name of Jesus. And then number five, he says, be thankful to him. Be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So you get the doctor's report, and so how do you give thanks? Well, I thank God that they moved her appointment up 1 month, and I thank God that they did the test, and they called on 2 days later and that it's only stage one. I thank God for that. I thank God that they're doing the surgery Wednesday, just a week and a half later. It doesn't happen. I mean, just boom, 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 boom. And she'll be done because she's trying to go to Africa. I'm like, no, you're not going to Africa, okay? You're going to stay home this time. You know, it's a little much. She's sad. But Pastor Otto's going to go to Africa with me. And he's very excited to go to Africa. I said, this ain't no old man's game. He said, I'm down. I'm good. I'm going. I'm like, okay. So, but we got to praise God. We got to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. I remember one young lady was in an accident and totaled her car. Well, I found a reason to be thankful. I found a reason to thank God that she walked away without a scratch. Amen. Who cares about a car? But when God intervenes and you're protected and you don't get a bump or a bruise, praise the Lord. Amen. We can be thankful. Amen. Because even with my brother's brother-in-law, Stephen, wonderful kid. Wonderful kid. So funny. Every time we're around, we just have a great time. But life is fleeting. You don't know. You don't know when the day is up. And then number six, he says we need to bless his name. We need to bless his name. And then it tells us why we need to bless his name. He's good. Amen? He is good. Bless his name because he is good. He is the goodest of good. Amen? He is good. He is good. Everybody say he is good. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen? He is good. We don't have to look for goodness anywhere else but to him. And then, why do we bless his name? Because his mercy is everlasting. It's everlasting. It doesn't go away. You said, well, I sinned. It doesn't matter. His mercy is still extended to you. I made a mistake. I feel bad. Well, repent and get up and just keep going because his mercy is everlasting. It doesn't go away. It doesn't quit. His mercy is not based on who we are. It's based on who he is. And he is what? He is good. Amen? So he is so good that his mercy is everlasting. It's not based on, I'm not a very good Christian. Well, you know, who's a really good Christian here today? Okay. You see? You fit in. You're all just afraid to raise your hand on that one, weren't you? His mercy is everlasting. It doesn't give up on us. It's always there. Now, I would love for you to all be here every Sunday. I would love for you to bring people that we got to fill the balcony. I'd love to see that happen. But it doesn't matter whether we're here or there. His mercy is everlasting. And it's always extended to us. And you got to know that. He's a good, good God. And then lastly, his truth endures to all generations. We're 2,000 years since Jesus came. Just about 2,000 years since he went to the cross. And his truth is still going and going. This is truth. It goes down to our kids. It goes down to our grandkids. You know, when all this was written, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have internet. They didn't have email. They didn't have telephones. They didn't have television. So what they would do in the evening is they would sit around the table and they would tell stories. They would tell the stories of this is what happened and Jesus did this and they just passed it along. It's all the stories of things that they knew and they heard from Jesus. They just kept passing it along. And somebody said, well, I'm going to write this stuff down. It's pretty good. And they wrote it down for us. It just keeps going and going and going. You know, so you spend time with your kids in the Word, amen? Spend time with them and talk to them through the Word. You know, the one thing about, it was funny because Jerry, when we were in Pakistan, he said, man, all the kids just run to you. And they just want to hug me. They want to take a picture. One thing about the world you need to know, everybody's got a cell phone. everybody's got a cell phone. I'm amazed. I'm like, you know, I see pics flash of me, and I'm like, man, everybody's got a phone. But all them little kids, they come running. You know, I'd see the kids run over to their parents in the service and grab their phone and sit down and start taking pictures of me. And then they'd run up there, you know, and do a selfie with me. But they were taking their parents' phones and stuff. But you know what? If we want His truth to endure all generations, we got to share the truth. We got to be open to opening our mouths up and sharing the truth with people. You know, there's times I know that when you share the truth, you might be in for a fight. You know, but just share it in love, amen? Because I've been around people that you think, oh boy, if I share the truth right now with what they're saying, we're going to fight. It's like, well, that's okay. Maybe I could do it in love, you know. Ask them some questions and get down to it, you know. But I do know this. There's a lot of people out there that are hungry for the truth. You have it. You have Jesus. Share it. Share it with people. Allow it to flow out of you. And be thankful for the opportunity. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful to be in Your presence today. Thankful, Father God, that we have an opportunity to just gather together as Your Word challenges us to give You glory and honor and praise, to lift up the name above every name, the name of Jesus, to enter Your gates with thanksgiving and Your courts with praise, to be thankful. We are so thankful, Jesus, for what You're doing in our lives. We are so thankful for what You've done, for salvation, and for the love that You have for us. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor Ron, I haven't given my life to Jesus yet. I haven't made that commitment to Jesus to just serve Him as you talked about today. And I want to make that commitment today. If that's you today, just raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you to jump through hoops or anything. I just want to pray with you. If that's you today, just raise your hand because I want to pray with you today. You want to just go all in with Jesus and become His servant. Anybody here today? Okay, amen, amen, amen. I also have a word today for somebody, or maybe it's for some people. The Lord told me, He says, there's some people here today that have been putting a lot of love into animals. And the Lord said it's because of hurt. And God's going to want to channel that into our children of the church. And so if you feel that's you today, I want you to really pray and ask God how you can serve the children of our church. And become take that love that you have and put it into these kids. Because God needs you. That's what He told me this morning. He needs you to do that. So, Father, we just pray right now for the hands that went up. We pray that we would go all in and serve You with a joyful heart. To serve You with gladness and singing and knowing that You are our God and that You are good. We give You praise and thanksgiving. And I pray that You cover every person here today as they go. And Lord, that the blessing of the Lord would be upon them today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, yeah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big clap today, huh? If you need prayer, why don't we stand? If you need prayer, I'll call the altar workers to the front right now. And they will pray with you and ministering to you. Don't forget to stop by the table for Angel Tree and get an angel. God bless you guys. Thank you for such a warm welcome. And we'll see you Wednesday.